your expenditure, certainly when you look at some of the policy changes that are likely to come into play over the next few years or so, more notably around the national health insurance. Have you had any deliberations and engagements within the Netcare group to say, you know, how, as the group, are you going to respond to the national health insurance, and more importantly, what it's going to mean for your operational environment?
Well, I think that's a very interesting question, Ayabonga, because as Netcare, it's inherent within our philosophy to work with government and to try find solutions to broader public health problems. And we'd want nothing more than to be sitting with government around a table and working out how we can assist in the delivery of national health care at an affordable price. We have 5 public-private partnerships at the moment. We've done that very successfully for many years in the UK before we made that the acquisition that we have at the moment. But we haven't had any real or meaningful dialogue with government yet. Mm. But we would embrace that dialogue because we think that the private sector can add a lot of value and expertise in assisting government in rolling it out.
Mm. So lastly, before we let you go, Dr. Friedland, you've raised your interim dividend by 16%, coming in at 44 cents per share. Just the thinking there, or is it just a matter of saying, you know, reward your shareholders certainly with some of the cash that you have?
Yes, it is a question of rewarding shareholders. I think at the end of the day, we produce strong results in South Africa. We are confident of a strong performance going forward. Our balance sheet is largely relatively ungeared, and we, given the fact that we're exiting the UK, we won't be investing there, and so we decided to increase the dividend quite substantially.
Dr. Richard Friedland, thank you so much for joining us this evening here
on
Power Business from Power 98.7. That there was Dr. Richard Friedland, Chief Executive Officer at the Netcare Group, talking to us about their numbers that came through today, reporting 8.5% rise in half-year earnings coming out of those